Is Mount Wellington, Kanyani, worthy of national heritage listing? That's the question we're asking you at 25 to 9 here on ABC Hobart and across Tasmania. It's also something that the Parks and Recreation Committee at Hobart City Council voted last night to find out. So they just need $100,000 to embark on this investigation and, of course, the support of the rest of the council and possibly, I suspect, the state government. Jeff Briscoe is the chair of the HCC Parks and Recreation Committee and joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jocelyn.
Why does your committee think that Mount Wellington should be National Heritage listed?
A report came to the committee, the Parks Committee, last night from a motion that Anna Reynolds and myself put before the council some time ago now. And the officers went away and said, and looked at whether there would be criteria that would be met to meet National Heritage listing and all World Heritage listing or both. So the report was considered last night and the committee agreed with the officer's recommendation to go ahead with an investigation subject to funding to nominate the eastern face of Kanyani Mount Wellington, including the organ pipes, but not to pursue the extension of the Tasmanian World Heritage Area to include Wellington Park.
So where would the funding come from?
The funding would be a budget allocation. It would have to be agreed by the full council to have a budget allocation, yes.
And if that were to be successful, what are the next steps? Do you need state government endorsement for a heritage listing?
No. As a party, because the land is owned by the Hobart City Council, in other words, the people of Hobart, then we can go ahead. We would be in a suitable party to put a nomination in.
Okay, you're clearly opposed to the cable car.
Look, I've just got to correct you.
Is this simply an attempt to stop development on Mount Wellington?
I think I've just got to clear you up. I have no opinion about the cable car, and because we will have presumably a application by the cable car company in the next few weeks, they say, then I have no opinion. I haven't expressed an opinion one way or the other. This nomination is in fact independent of any application for a development, and it is one that was anticipated by the Wellington plan, the Wellington Park plan for the mountain. So we're actually following a process here that we believe that, the committee does believe it has got nationally significant heritage values and that we should pursue the listing.
And if it were to be successful, does that exclude any development on the mountain?
No, it doesn't. It would, if it was approved by, and there is a process, and it could take about a year or more, to get listing, then it would just mean that that any developments that were proposed for the mountain or would likely to have a significant impact on the national heritage values would have to be assessed by the Australian government.
Okay, bit of a way to run there. Before you leave us, Alderman Jeff Briscoe, at 20 to 9, single-use plastics. What's the feedback been to that decision this week to ban them?
It's been a wonderful. In fact, I'm actually amazed that other councils appear to get on board, and one would hope that the state government gets on board so it is a statewide ban on plastics. I was a bit reluctant to the way that we would go straight ahead into the bylaw, but the outcome so far this week has been very positive, and I've got very positive feedback from my emails and calls this week.
The ABC's been reporting that the state government could object. Have you had actually any formal feedback?
No, it would be sad if they objected, because I think the community mood is to remove plastics from the environment, and Hobart City Council has certainly gone out on a limb here, but I think it was a good move by the Hobart City Council.
Thank you very much for your time. That's Alderman Jeff Briscoe from the Hobart City Council speaking about moves to list Kanyani, Mount Wellington as a possible site of national heritage listing.